BBC News with David Austin. Washington has imposed new sanctions on Iran to punish it for a recent ballistic missile test and for what the administration described as Tehran's continued support for terrorism. The sanctions target 12 companies and 13 named individuals in Iran and China. The White House spokesman said President Trump was determined to keep Iran in check. Protesters in Romania have again taken to the streets to demand that the government scrap a decree that they fear will encourage already rampant corruption. Protesters say the prime beneficiary would be Liviu Dragnea, the leader of the Social Democrats who won the general election in December. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner says Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has promised to investigate UN allegations that troops have carried out systematic atrocities against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Troops are accused of mass killings and systematic gang rapes, violence that the UN says is very likely to amount to crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing. The French President François Hollande has praised the courage of the soldiers guarding the Louvre Museum in Paris after one of them shot and wounded a man armed with a machete. He said they'd prevented what would have proven to be a terror attack. French media say the suspect is a 29-year-old Egyptian who arrived in France last month. European Union leaders meeting in Malta have approved measures with Libya to stem the flow of migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Malta's Prime Minister said an agreement had been reached with nomadic tribes in southern Libya who've been earning up to $6 million a week from people smugglers. Namibian state media say that the police in the capital, Windhoek, are changing breathalyzing rules regarding people involved in road accidents. Only drivers have been tested, but pedestrians are now being added, providing they've survived. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.